morning, Barkaroos. This is the 10th episode. That's right, 10th episode of the Barkley Pets bi-weekly podcast. Thank you for continuing to tune in and listen to my podcast. A recent add-on to the bi-weekly podcast is the Ask Mila section in the Walker Facebook group. This is an opportunity to ask me any questions related to your dog walks or even your own dogs. I had a few interesting questions come up, which a written response did not do enough justice. So today's episode is dedicated to Jenna Gowell's question. Jenna asked, "Hey, Ask Mila, I had a couple of owners tell me that their dog shows that they want to play with another dog by barking and lunging at them in a way that would normally strike people as aggressive. How can you tell the difference between play fight and real fight? Are there any breeds that tend to do this more than others?" I love this question. If you have been tuning into my podcast, in some of the earlier episodes, I discussed nature versus nurture as well as communication. This question is a perfect example of how they all come into play. Let's quickly refresh our memory on nature versus nurture. The big question of why does my dog do this? Or in Jenna's question, why does this dog play more roughly than others? Walking a dog is not simply just putting on a leash and walking around the block. You're in charge of the dog's safety for that 30 minutes or maybe an hour. You need to be observant of what the dog likes and also what he dislikes. A dog may have leash aggression, dislike skateboarders, be scared of noise. A dog may also have quirks. He may like to mark a certain tree, may prefer to bark very loud to say hello. Or in the case of the dog Jenna walks, he may be a little bit of a rougher player. So is it nature or nurture that influence the dog's behavior? The answer is both, and it's difficult to separate the two. That said, in Jenna's particular example, I would lean towards more nurture than nature. Of course, there are some breeds that are stronger, bolder, and more likely to be expected to approach a dog unintentionally a little more roughly. But even those breeds could be trained out of that behavior if they're properly nurtured and, in this case, socialized. Puppyhood is a critical development period of a dog, which not many owners have the luxury of taking advantage of if they happen to rescue their dogs. The impression a dog has during this period are so important. They often help shape certain dogs' behaviors for the rest of their lives. For example, if the dog was not exposed to playing with other dogs, or maybe he learned to play rough with other dogs unknowingly to the owner, this is the time when the behavior was likely formed and remained that way. So the question now really comes down to, why does my dog do that, but what should I be doing about it? Which is essentially what Jenna's question is. How can you tell if it's aggressive or just playing around? And now here we come back to communication, body language, calming signals, and barking. Let's talk body language. Just like we read every word in a sentence before trying to understand what it means, we need to do the same with the sentence a dog is trying to form for us by using different parts of its body and marry it with the present situation. We can't just look at their ears or their lips or just their tail. We need to piece together the message and then understand what it means. For example, a dog may stop during their walk, start wagging its tail and growling. What does that mean? Maybe the dog saw something or smelt something. A dog can also be exhibiting all those signs at the dog park. It could mean something entirely different. Maybe it's warning another dog. Another piece that comes into play is also knowing your dog. An owner should know their dog and should know that when they're not happy and when they are happy based on their body language. Because even with body language, we as strangers to that dog could misunderstand the situation. And it's really only the owner's knowledge that could help us truly translate it. In terms of body language, you should pay attention to the ears, eyes, lips, and tail. If I see a dog's ears are far back or flat, and they have a hard eye look, a frozen type, their lips are short, small, very tense, and their tail is stiff, I would consider if they might need to be separated from the other dog. This is the perfect scenario where you would be 100% confident that the dog is unhappy. However, dogs don't always give us all four of those signs, which is why it's important for the owner to know the signs their dog will normally exhibit and to clue in when it's time to separate them from play. Additionally, the owner should look for signs in the other dog. Although they might not be familiar with the other dog's body language, they can try and get some clues and speak with the other owner and check if the dog is showing any signs of aggression or discomfort. A lot of dogs are rough players, so what seems to be aggressive may just be trying to play around through body slamming or just making a lot of noise and growling. In those situations, the owner should know this is their dog's way of playing, and they should be looking at the other dog to see what signals that they're giving off and make sure they're comfortable. In addition to body language signs, the owner should look, and not just the owner, yourselves as well, you should look for some calming signals such as head turning to one side, walking away, yawning, looking at the ground, licking their nose and curving. Those are all signs that the dog is likely not comfortable, and that the owner should separate them because it could eventually turn into either a fight or just an unpleasant experience for the non-playful dog. A typical dog play will usually start with a play bow. That's another calming signal. But just like with body language, not all dogs will communicate that. And you really need to examine the entire situation to understand what is happening. There are also different types of sounds that the dog will make, like the warning bark, the guard bark, fear, or excitement bark. Those are all signals of your dog trying to communicate with the other dog that should be acknowledged. Overall, I think you get the idea that there's truly not one answer to the question, except for, well, it depends, which I know sounds very philosophical, but on the contrary, it just further highlights how complex dogs are and how they're constantly trying to communicate with us, and we as their owners or their part-time caregivers need to give them the attention they need and know when they're in trouble or about to cause trouble. For me, the rule of thumb is to listen to my gut. If I feel uncomfortable, I'll automatically remove the dog and myself from the situation. Now, before I wrap up, I want to thank Jenna for her question. Thank you so much, and I hope the rest of the listeners enjoyed this episode. I encourage you all to post thought-provoking questions, and let's talk through them together as we try to understand these amazing creatures. And until next time, happy walking!